You're listening to the audio production of Relentless, The Unshakable Presence of a God Who Never Leaves by Michelle Cushat, published by Zondervan and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit zondervan.com/p/relentless audio.
Before I turn to page one and begin reading, let's take a moment to acknowledge the elephant in the room, shall we? I have a speech disability. Just in case you feared I didn't know it, I do. And in case you didn't know it, now you do too. I'm so glad we could be on the same page. For those who wonder, no, I do not have a large piece of bazooka stuck in my cheek, nor have I taken up a tobacco habit, I promise. And for the record, the lisp you hear is not the result of a faulty microphone or a bad set of dentures, at least not yet. And in case you're wondering, yes, I have in fact had people write me and ask me those very things. I can assure you, my teeth are my own, and the microphone is perfect. My speech difficulty isn't because I need to practice more, focus more, or work harder. Here's the scoop. 4 years ago, doctors removed two-thirds of my tongue, and radiation oncologists shot me with enough radiation externally and internally to leave me with burn scars inside and outside my mouth and throat. It's taken no small amount of speech therapy and regular practice to get to a place where I can speak at all. In fact, the fact that I'm here is my own little miracle. So yes, I have a speech disability, and yes, I will be reading my own book, all 60,000 words of it. I realize this is unconventional, and I realize that for some of you, this might even be uncomfortable. It certainly isn't comfortable for me. I mean, should speakers without perfect speech be allowed to do this? Will listeners be able to handle a voice that isn't quite polished as all the others? I'll let you decide that for yourself, but I need you to know before we begin why I decided to do this hard thing. First, I did it for me. Losing my ability to eat, drink, speak, and swallow normally has come with a significant amount of losses. Not a day goes by where I don't have to navigate some challenge as a result of this body that no longer works. It would be easier to hide, to concede to all the losses, but that's not how I want to live. Real life, the faith-filled life, is more about fighting back and doing the hard things than the comfortable, easy things. But more than all of that, I'm mostly reading this book for you. You know a thing or two about searching for God in the middle of your story. You know what it feels like to wonder if he's real or if he is real, if he's abandoned you. And you know what it's like to wrestle to make sense of circumstances that won't go away. Where is God? And why won't he do something? These are the questions those of us ask in the dark. And so why have someone else read a book about faith and suffering when I'm the one who lived it? Why put a shiny, polished finish on a message that was written for people in pain? I want to show up as I am because I know that on the other side of these words sit men and women just like you who are living their own complicated stories, who are asking hard questions they don't know how to answer, and who are searching for a seemingly elusive God they don't understand. So yes, I'm reading this book because of you. You matter. And I need you to know right here, right now, that you are not alone, not even close. And with every hard-earned word I read, I want you to lean in, to listen, and to hear a voice as broken as it is that testifies to a God who never, never leaves, even when he doesn't take the pain away. August 21st, 2019, Nashville, Tennessee. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. John 14:18. Introduction, the 12 stones. This is a dark world. There are many ways we keep that darkness at bay, but we cannot do it forever. Eventually, the lights of our lives, love, health, home, work, will begin to go out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?